Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, since it is a Falcons Friday, asking the question at 92.9 The Game, it's our Vision Computer poll this morning because it just makes sense. Which Falcons rookie are you most excited to see tonight? Is it Calvin Ridley, cornerback Isaiah Oliver, defensive tackle Deidre Sanaat, or Ito Smith?
Ito!
So right now, 73% are saying it's Ridley, 12% Sanaat, 11% Oliver, only 4% Ito Smith. I voted Deidre Sanaat because while I'm excited to see Calvin Ridley and what he can do, I'm more excited to see if Sanaat is going to become Grady Jarrett 2.0 out there on the field.
Yeah, it's good. You know, I expected when we were going to put this Vision Computer poll brought to you by Vision Computer, where an average hold time is 15 seconds or less for support, that Calvin Ridley was going to win this in a route. But if you took, since it isn't Ridley, who is choice number two in a way, Hugh, for you? I mean, we're all kind of excited to see Calvin Ridley, but who is it besides Ridley of the rookies that you're most excited to see?
Well, to be honest, John, It's not a rookie. It's Ricky Ortiz, because that's a position. The fullback position has been a position where we've had some issues in the past, and I just want to see how he's, number one, if at all I can glean from tonight's game, how he's going to be utilized and how he blocks. Bottom line, because that has been a sore spot for this team in the past, and that's something that I think that if you can get that fullback position solidified, it might even help out with the red zone.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I totally help out with that red zone. And I voted for Ito Smith because I think that's going to free up Tevin Coleman to be even more of a multi-tool weapon. So we'll see. But that's our Vision Computer poll. Which rookie are you most excited to see at 929 The Game?
By the way, just to let you know, it's National Most Overrated Treat Day. No, it's National S'mores Day. I think they're very overrated. But if you are a s'mores fan today, you can celebrate, because When else do you eat a s'more besides when you are at a campfire? And even then,
yeah,
I don't even eat s'mores then.
I don't like s'mores. Is that bad?
Thank
of me?
You. No, I said it was National S'more Day on Twitter, and when I put that it was overrated, I got so much backlash. Still getting backlash of how dare you diss the s'more.
You know what it is? Because it's a family snack.
Yeah.
But when do you go for dessert? When you say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I'd like a s'more.
But it's for the kids. You know what it is? It's like, Dad, Mom, you remember we made s'mores?
No, you want ice
cream. They were so tasty. We were by the campfire.
Let's break a s'more down. The graham cracker, all right, I'm good with that.
I like graham crackers.
Right, the chocolate.
No.
Hang on here.
He got it. You got it, John. Calm down.
It's a graham cracker I'm good with. Chocolate I'm good with. I get to the marshmallow part, that's where they lose me.
I've had, like, what they've had, like, granola. They had, like, s'mores, like, granola bars or something. I've had a couple of those. But for me to go out and, like, be at a campfire and make a s'more, no, I ain't about to do that.
I feel like eating a graham cracker in and of itself is such a chore. You literally need at least a gallon of water per cracker in order to eat that thing.
That's the treat.
You don't want to sit next to somebody because all you're going to hear is.
Yeah, but you know, the marshmallow.
Their mouth is dry.
When I ever have to get around a campfire, like up at the lake, when I'm up there and we have to do marshmallow, okay, never mind. I'm going to move on because
no, it's just
I
that,
got nothing to
that
add.
Dry
to
mouth
that.
Smacking.
I just got totally okay.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. Hey, you know it's a Falcons Friday?
We're at the racetrack.
You can tell we're being silly this morning. Well, the Carmelo Anthony era in Atlanta, it was short. It lasted 5 days. He did not step 1 foot on the court as an Atlanta Hawk, but he'll have something to commemorate his brilliant Hawks career because he was traded to the Hawks knowing that he'd reach a buyout agreement. He still wanted to get a Hawks jersey with his name on it. So when he was traded, he... This is from Chris Sheridan of Sheridan Hoops on Twitter. He said, just spoke briefly with Melo. He was trying to get his hands on a Hawks jersey with his name on the back. Now, While the Hawks are indeed paying Carmelo that $25.5 million to not play with him, they did come through with the jersey he had requested, tweeting yesterday, "Hey, at Carmelo Anthony, your jersey is on its way. Good luck, fam." And it's a Hawks jersey with Carmelo's
name. That's pretty cool, though. I mean, if I got traded somewhere that I didn't play, that's a great story. Hey, you know what? I played for the Hawks for like 3 days. Never stepped on the court. But I got a nice little buyout.
I would have been.
I got
petty.
A nice little buyout, so yeah, that's pretty cool.
I would have been petty. I'm sorry. I would have gone full Melno.
Yeah, Melno. What? That was terrible, John. That was terrible.
John was sitting on that joke since I started that story. Hey, no, good and well. John was sitting there.
I got nothing for graham cracker dry mouth.
That's all I can tell you.
I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get this one in, fam. I'm gonna get it in.
I got nothing for
the delightful sounds of the graham cracker.
The dry mouth graham crackers.
Well, for the second consecutive year, Major League Baseball going to put their personalities, passions on the field when Players Weekend takes center stage during all games from Friday, August the 24th through Sunday, August 26th. Now, I know that's a couple weeks away, but we're now getting the nicknames for some of the players, including the Braves, and what they will wear on the back of their jersey. So Ronald Acuna Jr. will be Sabanero Soy, which means donkey. I am donkey, or I am... That's
what?
I don't know.
It sounds cool in Spanish though.
Yeah.
Sabanero soy sounds sport.
So that's just what it was when I looked it up. I am donkey. Ozzy Albies is Poochie.
What's Poochie mean?
U-C-H-I. It didn't have a translation to what that was.
I'm gonna go to the Google translation.
Wait a second. You get to pick your own? I guess you would, right?
You get to pick your own nickname. So the players get to pick their own nicknames. Let's see for the Braves, because it. Let's see. Ryan Flaherty is Flash. Mike Fultonevich, just Fulty. Freddie Freeman's nickname on the back. Hold on.
Mike Fultonevich's Spanish nickname is Fulty?
No, John. These are just the nicknames.
No, the first two are Spanish, John. And
not all of them are Spanish.
Yeah, just the first two.
It's your nickname.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Freddie.
Oh. What's Freddie Freeman's, Wendy? Keep it moving.
they're not all Spanish, John. Yes, Freddie Freeman just chose Andrew.
Andrew.
I don't get it, but it's pretty phenomenal.
If you had a chance to pick a nickname to be, what would yours be?
Oh, you can't. See, I feel like you can't give yourself a nickname. Somebody has to.
Yeah, I guess
because I've been called like Wendolyn, Worthington, like just random stuff that friends
would you be
give me.
Big U or Bullet Wound?
Bullet Wound. It's just a story behind it, though. But yeah, I would be Bullet Wound. I would be Bullet Wound.
I think Enciarte has the best nickname. His is just Game Ender. So he.
That's pretty dope. I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
Or Ender's Game.
Yeah, so his is up there. And I'll tell you more about the nicknames and I'll post more at 929thegame.com.
Little Donkey. I like that one.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.